Relations Officer of the Electricity Company of Ghana, ECG, in Accra West, Erica Sante, says the recent torrential rains in Accra has destroyed electrical equipment of the company in the western, eastern and central parts of the capital. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Asante said the development has led to power cuts to many areas of the metropolis. He gave the assurance that the difficulties notwithstanding, electricity will be restored to most of the areas affected by the close of day.
Those rains have left a lot of Ghanaians in a state where we cannot even recollect some of the losses. But in respect of electricity, we are having a lot of problems in the system. That is spanning from overhead conductor cuts to underground cable faults, erosion also having a toll on our poles in areas where you would have erosion taking a larger part of the land. So these are some of the problems we have in the system at the moment. And these areas are in the western and eastern parts of Accra. As far as the bridge, we have Bawi, Ajigano, Ashali, Bukwe, all of them, most of them are overhead conductor cuts. The erosion also having a toll on the poles, which are tilted and almost down. We have underground cable vault where we have to even excavate the ground before we can even detect the fault and even mend it. A few customers within the Accra metropolis, western and eastern part of Accra, are in darkness due to the rains that came down yesterday.
Didn't you foresee this coming? Because June, July are usually periods where the rains come. Perhaps you could have put in some contingency measures to avert the situation.
When such things which are of nature, definitely nobody can predict when the rains will come down. Our lines, I should say, are very secured, well grounded, and are 100% proof. But definitely, even all over the world, in America, in Asia, in Japan, China, where even advanced countries experience such weather problems, and at that particular time, definitely electricity goes off. Some even you can't even use the roads, and the trains are even halted, and there are no work on that particular days where they have such. You know, we have the tsunami, we had other things at Katrina in America, and all other weather problems occur at a particular point where people cannot predict. So these are nature's problems that we experience.
We already have the load shedding exercise, which has been a big headache for Ghanaians. How is this new development going to further compound the problem?
We said it number without time that there are areas where when these things occur and the people are already planned in load shedding exercise, you find it very difficult to synergize the two, because when you do that, you have a problem of putting the people in long hours of outages. So what we do is that when we mend the fault and there is a need for us to make sure we prepare the people for the period which they have been off, because you may mend the fault and within a number of hours they are supposed to also go up again. That puts them in double agony. But unfortunately, this is a nature problem. This is the mercy of the weather, and it's a disaster or slightly mishap that has occurred as a result of nature.
Nevertheless, what assurance do we want to give to who have been affected in these areas?
I should emphasize that our men are swift when it comes to these things. We believe that by close of the majority of the areas which are being hit by this overhead conductor cuts, underground cable faults, erosion having a toll on our poles and other things, will be mended, because they all fall within certain districts which we have employed men to work within this district. And I can assure them that by close of day today, majority of our people will be restored back to the national grid and they will be enjoying supply.
That's a senior public relations officer of the ECG in Accra West, Eric Asante.